tiny ass apartment. Does it get any more Disney than this?
Relatable delinquents who talk about life,
alcohol consumption,
athletics,
partying,
university lifestyle,
coitus,
and everything in between.
A lifestyle podcast for young adults who don't know what's going on.
Wait.
That's not how it works.
I'm Nathan Baylor.
I'm Caleb Plouston.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Minimal Filters.
Minimal Filters. Minimal Filters. Two guys who really don't know what's going on.
Welcome to episode 26 of Minimal Filters. On today's show, we get into a heated and controversial debate about if there are more wheels or doors on planet Earth. That one's going to be a doozy, as your fathers would say. We then discuss the GOAT's unretirement, which was basically as short as Kale's runtime between the sheets. And we let the fans tell us how they really feel about us with our Get Burned segment, where we take all of your roasts. And as you all know, we wrap the show up and purify it with our shower thoughts of the day. Kale, let's go, bud.
Just like the last two episodes, this podcast is brought to you by the number one source for adult toys, Adam and Eve. Who wants better sex?
I'm a virgin, so I'm guessing everyone.
Yeah, I think everyone does. Well, the best way to get started is to go to adamandeve.com right now. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item.
That's a lot of items.
A lot of items. But that's not all, Nathan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. When you buy one item, they will also send three sexy bonus items and six free movies.
I do fucking love movies.
They also offer discreet shipping, as your privacy is a priority. Plus, free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't matter how much you spend or what you buy, all will be packaged and sent discreetly for free. That's 50% off, so half off of one item and 10 free gifts, including three sexy items and about six movies Nathan's excited about, and free shipping. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Just use code MFERS, that's M-F-E-R-S, all capitals, at adamandeve.com at checkout. This is an exclusive offer specific to just this podcast, so be sure to use code MFERS, all capitals, to get not just the discount and the free goodies, but also 100% free shipping. Code MFERS.
Yeah, sex and stuff.
Sex, yeah.
Yeah, toys. And
well, that's today's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's about all we got.
No, honestly, go use it, though. I know I said this last time, too.
I've had some people message me saying that they used it. They said that they're waiting for the movies and everything, but yeah, they said they're excited for the toys.
So. And me and Nathan will make 100% profits, but then we're going to donate it to a charity. So
yeah, that's a lie, but
yeah. We make zero money off
I this. Think when it comes to lost my train of thought, Kale, take it.
Okay. Well, let's move on then. Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Nathan, you can start this. Tom Brady, there's your train of thought going.
Yeah, not too much to go here, but I mean, let's just be honest. That retirement, I mean, he was capping the whole time.
I love it. It's like
he was capping.
It's like Tom Brady didn't get enough attention being Tom Brady the last fucking 22 years in the NFL. Literally, I saw a stat where he's played in the NFL for 49% of his life. Just about half of his life he's played in the NFL. And now with this extra year, it's over 50%.
I think he's just he's a baller. The guy likes competition. It's just like me at the beer pong table. I can't get out of retirement. Whenever it calls me, I gotta be there. So
unless you call it, which you always do, you're the one who always let's play fucking beer pong tonight.
No, I get thrown into the fire.
Okay. No, but like it's funny too. Like Tom Brady, when he retired, everyone was like, "Well, that doesn't make sense." So we all kind of thought maybe he'd retire on top after another.
But he led the league.
Yeah, exactly.
Passing yards and passing.
Why
touchdowns.
Would you retire when you've literally gotten progressively better the last four seasons in every single stat that you want to get better at?
It's the equivalent of like one of us having like the best sex of our lives and saying we're never having it again.
Yeah. Well, like, honestly, these toys from Adam and Eve probably would probably gonna happen.
Yeah, that would help.
But yeah, no, Tom Brady's back. I think it was 40 days. It was a 40-day retirement.
It was literally shorter than the MLB's lockout.
Yeah, which is also back. I guess we haven't talked about that either.
Yeah, which
MLB's
is
back.
Pretty
Tom
awesome.
Brady's back. Sports are back. Calgary Flames just traded for Cal Yonkrar. Just live. Breaking news.
Yarncock.
Oh, so that's cool. Yeah. Big depth guy for Sutter and the Flames. But yeah. I think Tom Brady's
sports podcast.
Yeah, we're a sports podcast right now, quickly, for the first 10 minutes. Brady's out of retirement speech was literally like, my head is still in football. I thought I could leave the sport, but I can't. And what that basically means is he went on vacation for about 2 weeks and then was like, now what do I do?
I just think he realized how much it sucks raising kids. And he was like,
well, they're old enough now to like kind of not really need their father.
I think he was like, man, I was like, I could spend like, you know, the majority of the day at the facilities hanging with the boys.
Yeah.
Or I could be driving my kids to school all day, taking them to practices.
Giselle doesn't have time for that shit either. She's too busy being more rich than Tom Brady.
Their net worth is like, $1.7 trillion. What?
It's like $1.7 billion. Oh. She's worth more than him, though. She's worth like 900, he's worth 800.
They can pay people for that, so.
Yeah. Just pay people to raise your kids. That's fucking 2022 for you.
Moral of the story, the man belongs on the field. Mm-hmm. That's all I got.
Yeah.
I think we're going to get into a debate. I hope I don't hurt your feelings with this, but.
Honestly, I think I'm going to win. So, everyone listening, I think probably 90% of you listeners know exactly what we're talking about when we say the wheels versus doors debate. It started on TikTok as something stupid, and it has progressively... Well, I've used that twice already. Twice? Oh my God. I've used that word twice today. Just a TikTok trend where one person says, I think there's more wheels, and here's why. And then the comment section is like, you know what? No, here's why doors wins this debate. And then someone will post a video about doors, and the comments will be like, no, here's why wheels win this debate. I can't speak.
Are you okay, man? You're getting a little shaky over there.
All I'm trying to say is that I think wheels wins. I think there's more wheels in the world than doors, and Nathan's going to debate on the behalf of doors.
I'm going to start this off. First off, you're a fucking doorknob and you're wrong. So how's that?
Well, that's fucking bias. Doorknob and you're on behalf of doors.
You're wrong. Anyways, all right. So we'll start off. Let's read the definitions of a wheel and a door. So I'll read out my definition of a door
we can't talk.
Man, I'm shaking.
We should almost restart.
I'm shaking, man. Boris is staring me down.
Oh, yeah. For those of you, I guess, who can't see, some of you might be able to, depending, because we're going to try to record this. We have a special guest today.
We have a pet for our apartment, finally.
We're not going to say where it came from, because honestly, we have no idea. It just showed up here
Anyways,
2 hours ago, but...
Okay. The definition of a door is a hinged, sliding, or revolving barrier at the entrance to a building, room, or vehicle, or in the framework of a cupboard.
Of a cover?
Cupboard.
Okay, cupboard.
Cupboard.
So I can tell you edited that definition just to suit yourself. That's cool. Good start. Definition of a wheel.
Look it up, bud.
A circular object that revolves on an axle and is fixed below a vehicle or other object to enable it to move easily over the ground.
All right. So basically the definition of yours basically takes away like, you know, any tires or anything that's not attached. Like it has to be attached to something. Yeah. So like spare tires don't technically count.
Sure.
It's not a wheel at the time until it becomes on an axle or whatever.
Honestly, good, because none of my fucking...
But anyways, but on my end, extra doors don't count for me. So like, you know, the billions of doors that are just out there or like at Monsters, Inc. headquarters, those ones don't count. So
that's also, yeah.
Those ones don't count.
Thank God that doesn't count or else you'd win for
sure. Yeah, I would win for sure. all right. I'll kind of give you some my breakdown to start off. Dude, coffins. Think about how many dead people there are with little cheap ass hinges on them to keep zombies from coming up.
See, and that's why I'm so fucking mad that I might need you to re-say your definition, because those are not doors,
they're hinged.
They're lids.
No, anything that's hinged.
They're not always hinged.
No, it doesn't count if it's not, but the majority of them have little hinges on them.
I guess you're right.
Yeah, no, it is if it's hinged. Like, if you want the definition.
Okay, so I guess hinges. Okay, that's why. So I was going to say, if you wanted to say, like, okay, lids.
No, because like, I know, like, back in the day, like, there was obviously a lot of coffins where it is a lid technically. Top, yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
But, yeah, so that's going to start off. So there's some there.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, it's like, this is the, I can win with this just because it's the most obvious and blatant examples of the amount of doors and like anything with hinges, basically, right?
Yeah.
So skyscrapers, bro.
Okay, don't say them all at once. Just yeah, skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers, apartment buildings,
sure. And,
like cupboards within. Like think about how many little compartments there are.
Oh, I have a question for you though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are those skyscrapers empty? Or is there stuff inside?
There's stuff, but if you want
to... Hold on, wait. Usually offices, right?
Do you want to...
Like corporate...
Yeah, I mean...
So do corporate buildings and offices have chairs that have wheels or no?
Some of them do.
All of them do. It's 2022. No such thing as a chair that doesn't have wheels anymore.
Well, that's kind of chairist of you.
You're right. I'm being so fucking chairist. Oh, my God. It's crazy how you almost said terrorist.
And we're no, there's a lot of, there's a lot of cupboards and, you know, shit there. I mean, I did the math. I went
You literally told me before this that we're not going to involve math.
I did the math the other day, I was like, based upon my math, there's a lot of doors and cupboards in, like, because I worked in a corporate office, for anyone who's wondering. I'm basically
humble an adult. Brag.
But I was doing it, and I was like, all right, there's X amount of chairs, X amount of doors. Definitely if you just, like, if it was just based upon doors, it would win. But every single person's office probably has up to 12
12 like their cupboards yeah.
Which would absolutely mitigate the wheels on
on
chairs.
Let's say there, let's say there's
6 wheels per chair.
Okay, sure. Let's say there's an office like you said that has probably like 12 or so doors. I'll agree with that. All you need is 3 chairs, which most offices have the office chair and then guest chairs.
There's definitely more than 12. Let me say there's 12. If you count one room, I guarantee there's 12 in
okay,
one
sure.
room.
Okay, sure. So that's one person's office. One, let's say one
there's,
fucking.
There's
think about.
3 chairs max. 2 for
okay,
guests.
Sure. Max.
1 for that person.
Right. Max in a room of a person's office.
And majority of guests, people's chairs don't have wheels. You don't want the guests to be sliding around.
Okay,
they sit in stationary chairs.
I'll give you that one. But think about a debriefing room or a meeting room where there's just one door going
so
in.
There's one example that you can beat me
in. Yeah,
but
there's about every single floor has like 3 or 4. Think about a lawyer's building in the show Suits. Think about all those fucking chairs around those tables. There's literally about fucking, there could be 50 chairs all that
Buddy,
have 6
cupboards,
wheels. That's like 1,000 chairs. Or wheels.
Boards.
Oh, there's no cupboards in fucking debrief rooms. Maybe one or two.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm thinking of the show Suits when it's in a fucking...
You know what?
Show setting. Jesus Christ.
Are those fake buildings?
Hey, yo, cars? I even have more... There's even more technically doors in cars.
Thank God you said cars. You are so done with this one.
5.
Every car that has
5 or 6
doors... Has at least 4 wheels to mitigate that, to just erase that.
No, so you have 5. You have 4 wheels and your steering wheel. There's 5.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
You have 5 wheels per car.
I forgot about the steering wheel, so I appreciate that.
Glove box.
Okay.
Mid console.
1, that's 2.
Trunk.
Sure, 3.
4 plus doors.
So 7. How about a sedan? A car that has only 2 doors.
Trunk. Glove box.
Okay.
Mid console.
Sure.
Still beats you.
Okay, so how about an 18 wheeler?
You got me there. You got me there.
Yeah, thank you. And this one's going to actually probably fuck you up, and you're going to be really upset about this one because you cannot forget the 4 billion Hot Wheels cars that are produced each year, and those doors don't open.
You don't know that? You ever been in one?
Every second, Nathan, on Earth, every second.
Okay.
Wait, let me just finish. Let me fucking speak.
Fucking.
Every second.
My bad.
16.5 Hot Wheels are produced. More than 6 billion Hot Wheels have been sold. That's more than the number of cars that have been manufactured and sold by the big 3 automakers since the start of the auto industry. So, not per year, 60...
What happened to no math?
This number is too big.
What
660 billion wheels that don't have
buddy,
doors.
Okay, buddy, you can keep throwing your stupid-ass toys on me, but the majority of those things break off. So quickly, so then they're not on an axle, which
honestly,
means
they don't
count.
They don't break off.
And then
they do not,
you
want to
bring
off.
Up shit getting manufactured.
Sure.
Ovens, dishwashers, fridges, all have doors.
How do you move those ovens?
With one little, with one dolly that the entire company has, and it moves their fridges
for them.
Okay,
so there's one door for that oven. What about the tray that the oven slides in on? Those have wheels?
The majority of drawers nowadays do not have ovens.
What about
new technology?
What about the motor in that oven? No gears, no wheels that are on axles?
Gears don't count.
Why the fuck not?
Because I said so.
Okay. No, gears count, man. I'm honestly, right. I want you to say more so I just cancel you out.
You know what, man? You're going to, like, some of these, you're going to have more, but the majority, I have more.
That's such so bullshit.
Family, think about it. In the States, think about the majority of people that live in a home.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people in North America, only the average is only one car per household.
Cool.
It is true. But even if you did two, I'd still have you fucked up sideways.
Nope.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I did the math of my house where my parents live, and I even counted my car, even though I don't live there anymore. It was literally like 85 doors to 32 wheels, I think it was.
Huh. What about your wheels, Nathan? You have sick wheels. What about those wheels? Those are like way bigger than anyone else's wheels. Are you going to deny that?
Hey, you find that funny?
Ask Boris.
Find that funny, Boris? That was a funny tale.
Sorry. How about this, Nathan? Bikes don't have doors. Think about how many bikes are out there. There's a fucking lot of bikes out there.
No, I included that in my household counting.
Okay, that's cool. Does your house has bike?
Think about how many cupboards there are out there in the world.
Quite a bit, yeah, quite a bit.
Think about all the little hinges that are inside of a car.
Oh, so we're doing doors and hinges.
They cancel all of your wheels and
that
cars.
That glove box, it's not a door, it's a box.
It's hinged.
The middle console is not a fucking door.
It's hinged.
Okay, but not...
I just gave you the fucking definition of a door.
I know, but listen to this.
You know...
Okay, listen, watch. It's like that thing. Wait, you can say it after. You can say it after. I'll let you say it again. But it's like that one saying where it's like, all doors have hinges, but not everything that has a hinge is a door. Right? So fuck
Never you. Heard of that saying.
It's like all puppies turn into dogs, not all dogs turn into puppies. That's not a good example.
No,
Kale.
No, it's not. Okay, well, here we go. Here's another one that's going to trump you. On top of my apartments and skyscrapers, think about China. China has 500 million houses,
so now you're being
but
racist.
Only 21 million cars. They're just so condensed. And that's a country...
Okay, so you're saying only...
That's the country in the world that has the most cars ever.
You're saying...
In the history of the world.
You're saying the only tires... With that argument, you're saying that the only... It's like the whole...
No, I'm just saying that just based upon that alone...
Like, I'm bringing science into this shit.
Just based upon that alone...
That's bullshit.
I would trump you by 1,000 billion
sure,
doors to tires.
Thank God.
Wheels, sorry, my bad. Wheels.
Thank God there's more than just vehicles that have tires.
I know, no. I was just saying God. That. No, that's just mine. And you want to know what?
Yeah. What?
Cargo ships. Thousands of doors.
Zero wheels.
Zero.
There's no wheels. Motors in cargo ships that have wheels. Not one.
They have
cargo ships do not have trolleys.
I'm not an engine expert, but I know for a fact there's probably only a few wheels in there.
You know what? I'm going to Google right now. How many wheels on a cargo ship? On a cargo ship. You know what? A cargo ship has the name car in it. Cars have wheels.
It makes it go.
How many car? Oh, dude, cargo ships literally ship cars. They ship shit that has fucking wheels on it.
Oh my God. But think about the thousands of doors
there's
per
millions,
cargo
billions.
Container per boat itself. It's actually crazy to think about how many doors there are in the world compared to wheels.
Nathan, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. That is the time it takes to produce more than 318 million tires per year from the largest tire manufacturer. But...
They don't count as wheels, so they're put on an axle.
So that's only 870 tires being made each day. While one would assume this award goes to like a car company, it's actually Lego. That's right. The Guinness World Record holder for largest tire manufacturer per year goes to Lego.
I'm looking around and asking,
toys.
I'm looking around and trying to find who gives a fuck. Because that's stupid.
No, it's not. Those are tires. Those are wheels. They have an axle.
Buddy,
they're attached.
Think about how many Lego pieces have doors on them. Any house probably has
none.
19 doors on it.
When I grew up, none of my Legos had doors. I grew up before
that's
the fucking
Legos. That's
because
you were a poor Lego person.
No, well, yeah, you're right. I was.
You had poor Lego people.
I wasn't sophisticated Lego.
Poor
man.
People Lego.
All right, man.
Man, I don't even, like, I just can't even talk to you anymore because mine is crazy. Like, think about it. Trains, for example, they have wheels on the bottom to obviously help trains slide on rail.
Thanks for helping my argument.
Anyways, but per, like, train, there's definitely more doors.
Dude.
Because You have to hop in the oil tanks. You have to go from side to side, like
in between
compartments. Little jaggedy motherfucking compartments within compartments. It's actually crazy how many doors there are more than trains.
Okay, so you said about, I mean, you didn't really give me an amount. You just said it's crazy how much. So that's, but there's probably.
Well, passenger trains for sure have more doors, obviously, because there's like a lot more there. But even cargo trains, there's definitely way more compartments because you have to open up all the little things. I don't know what they're called. They're fucking openers.
Oh, yeah.
Openers. Can openers.
So now we're doing
whatever.
Doors
but
then and
if
openers
you,
for
but
your
then
argument.
If you count like where the conductor is, there's obviously like four doors to get in. And then there's like little compartments within there to hide all their tools and stuff that they use to train.
You know what, Nathan? What about rollerblades?
That's just part of your bikes and everything. I would summarize that.
Rollerblades have eight wheels, and there's no doors on your body, no doors on your rollerblade. If you're rollerblading, there's 8-0.
Yeah,
8-0
okay,
ratio.
So in my defense to that is that think about us, for example. If we look at our apartment right now, I have a set of rollerblades. I have a car.
Yep.
Look in our kitchen. There's way more cupboards and our appliances. Cancel that immediately. I'm not even counting the damn doors I'm looking at.
What about our tray that always falls out of our dishwasher? It has wheels. You know it does.
There's some wheels in there.
Every running thing has a motor in it that has a wheel.
I don't care, man. You're just saying stupid shit at this point.
You know what needs to happen with this one?
You sound like an idiot.
When you travel, when we go to Vegas in 2.5-3 weeks, think about how many fucking suitcases you see. This is actually going to fuck you up, too. Not only is there those suitcases that have about one or two doors on them, but they have more wheels. They have about four. So almost cancels out, but not quite. But what do you grab your suitcase off of after you fly? A conveyor belt.
I don't know what a conveyor belt is.
Yes, you do. It's something that goes in circles.
I have no idea what that is. Think about how many doors you walk through at an airport.
Two or three.
Bruh.
Front entrance.
Bruh.
Airplane entrance.
Bruh.
There's not many doors in an airport. Honestly,
You'll see when we go to an airport. I'll show you.
Yeah, you won't see. You think there's going to be more doors and suitcase wheels?
Oh, yeah, pal.
How?
Bathrooms. Custodial rooms.
Custodians have trolleys that have wheels on them.
Kitchen doors. Motherfucking wherever they have sex and stuff at airports.
I don't know if I like you right now.
I don't know what they do there. I've only been to an airport like 15 times.
So, everyone listening right now, the point of this argument that Nathan and I were going to have was to hopefully convert the other person into our beliefs.
I think there's a lot more doors than wheels, though.
I think there's a lot more wheels
than doors. Come to my side.
I'm not coming to your side. Give me $100. It's not a bribe.
It's tempting. It's tempting. All right, let's wrap this up.
It doesn't make any sense,
Well, I was talking to this with some people at work, and just in the essence of, like,
imagine? Okay. We're good, right? We're good?
Yeah, we're fine, I think. Okay. But, like, can you just imagine if, like, there was, like, just the math itself just makes my brain hurt.
It's never ending.
No, you can't.
I was reading on Reddit before to try to find some arguments.
Because we were saying,
back and forth.
We were saying, like, if you really want to get technical, anything with a zipper could be considered a door.
Yeah.
And, like, that adds, like, probably 1 trillion doors. Anyways, you have a concluding sentence. I have a concluding sentence.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
In conclusion, the densely populated areas of the world have so many more doors. Asia, coffins, dead people, cupboards, and the only way...
Cupboards.
Anything...
Just say cupboards.
The only way... The only way... Your circular shit is classified as a wheel is if it's attached to an axle. Otherwise, it's not considered a wheel.
Mm-mm.
Argument... argument concluded.
Yeah, but you just used my definition in a wrong term. The very end says, or any other object that allows something to move easier.
Yeah, it has to be fixed though, doesn't it?
It says it's an axle fixed below a vehicle or another object that enables something to move easier across the ground.
Yeah, but a wheel by itself does not help anything move across.
On a trolley, those aren't wheels on axles. They're just sort of wheels by themselves.
No, they're fixed though. They're fixed too.
You should get fixed. You just don't have kids that are dumb and stupid like you. Anyways, yeah, to conclude, I believe that there are way more wheels and doors in this world. Yes, there are a lot of wheels, but you have to take into consideration all the factories that have conveyor belts.
Long. Do you see how long? Did you know tigers' tails are long?
I believe that. Alex,
that's
made,
crazy.
I think that, I just won the argument because he's interrupted my conclusion.
Oh, no, I just got distracted by the tiger in our fucking living room.
I think that honestly means I won. You didn't show me some respect there, and I was showing you respect. So it all comes down to respect, man, and I think I deserve it.
You want to know? You want to know what my entire my strategy going into this was? It's just to throw you off.
You didn't.
Oh, you look rattled. No, I went right now. You look shaky.
I won. I mean,
you look shook.
You look like a dyer.
All right.
That's
damn it.
No, that's good. So yeah, I win that one.
We'll put a poll up. I guarantee you I'll win.
We'll put a poll up, and everyone who votes for a door is a fucking idiot.
Says the wheel guy. Don't all right. Call me. Let's transition to our Get Burnt segment.
Never doorist. Yeah.
It would have stopped.
Let's just... No, go stop it in case.
As my life stops. Kale.
Yeah, I'll pull them up. So, yeah, for those of you who don't know, which I don't think many of you are new here, but we have a Get Burnt segment we do once every 3 to 4 weeks. And for this one, it's the first time that we've done it sober in a couple times. Because last time we did it was when we were buckled and it...
We've only done it unsober once.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Last time we did it
was... Yeah.
It was messy. I'm not gonna lie. It was messy as shit, but it was a lot of fun. The next morning was kind of scared because I'm like, hope I didn't say anything dumb because I was actually fucking blacked out. I'm not going to lie. But not proud of that. Humble brag. But I just opened it up now for the first... Oh, wow. 33 responses. I appreciate that. I got 19 responses. Nathan got 23 and our podcast got 5. So the math isn't adding up there. But we can begin. We'll just start off with our podcast roast. Nathan, let's go back and forth because there's... Actually, there's 7. I don't know why it says all right. 5. But the first one says... Guys have been stuck at... Oh, fuck.
Dude, people are going...
Guys have been stuck at 500 followers. You're going nowhere. Fucking losers.
Huh.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, we have. Nothing. Yeah, yeah, we've actually... You know what? I want to get into this quickly.
We need to get... I think what we have to do, we have to reach more audiences. That's how we get above this 515 threshold it seems like we've been stuck at forever.
What we need to do... And at first, when we ran into the problem of being stuck with followers, we thought maybe if we just get everyone to post on our story, say, hey, get 3 of your friends to follow us. But that's not how it goes. I think what we need to do is obviously more content. And with that, what I really mean is we need to wait until school's done.
Yeah, that's really where I think things will take off.
Because Nathan and I got lots of things planned for the future that literally involve needing time, which we will have after school in about 3.5 weeks. And it involves being outside in the nice weather, which we're getting right away. So bear with us.
Also,
whoever said that, fuck you. We know we're stuck.
Also, I need to elaborate on that. I also just lost my train of thought again, so go ahead to the next one.
Yeah, okay. But all I'm getting at is that we know we're stuck right now. We didn't peak, but we had...
We are... Sorry, that's where my train of thought was going. I got this for you. I'll take the lead for me, little guy.
What the fuck?
We're literally embody university students right now.
Students.
We, like, everyone right now is at to the point where, like, fuck, like, I wish I could do this or on my free time. I wish I could do that. But there's all these fucking assignment projects. You know, your finals are coming up. It's all starting to hang over your head. Mm-hmm. But we embody everyone. So that's why we are the world's greatest university podcast.
Literally. We are the most relatable. We've never lied once to you guys.
Well.
Nathan, shut up. Cut that.
Yeah, we can't tell. Yeah, we can't tell.
No, we literally, like, everything we say, we're not just creating a university podcast for university students to listen to. We want you to relate and to feel like you're with us going through this
journey. I want some 50-year-old dad to listen to this and be like, holy fuck, these guys remind me of me when I was in university.
Yeah. Just like how we are stuck right now at 500 followers, everyone who's in university right now is stuck on that assignment that's due tomorrow morning.
Dagger. Hate to see it.
That was. I'm being biased, sir. I'm stuck. I have an assignment due tomorrow morning that I haven't started yet.
Yeah, I haven't started. I have 3 I need to get done before this weekend, so we'll talk about that later. next one, podcast is actually above average, but some advice, get some more guests. Bring the Zobinator back on.
We will, and it's funny that you mentioned that because obviously we just kind of got into that. We know we need more content. Zobin, you know, we'll just get into it when she's on because I don't want to speak on our behalf without her being there to back
herself. I don't know if she'd want to come on again.
No,
she will.
I don't
think she likes us.
She'll come on.
Okay.
Zobin is the kind of person that just loves fucking stirring the pot and starting shit. If you're listening, Zobin, fuck you. You know I hate you.
We kind of talked before we had her on the first time, and I was like, just like kind of get in an argument with her, and we're like, oh no, let's like not do that. I think if we did bring her on again, like it'd probably get pretty heated.
And for those of you who know what I'm talking about, and we kind of talked about it previously.
We gotta stop making up our own words.
Zobin went out of her way to fuck over the boys, and I don't know if I've ever said that or not. We kind of hinted to it, but she did.
That was awesome, free clout.
Yeah, and she knows what she fucking did, so she's gonna come on. She's gonna tell us why she did it, how she did it, and we're going to hear her side of it before we talk behind her back, because I don't like doing that to people. I want to do it to her face so she can cry on live TV.
Get some good content out of it.
Yeah. So we will.
The types of guys to say they're not racist and then be racist.
We're not racist.
I'm not racist.
Oh, wait. Do we just do exactly what this question just said?
Well, no, we have to be racist right now. So I have to say, Boris.
Don't even.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm going to stop you. No, but yeah. Yeah, we're not racist. I like all racists.
Why are you staring into the eyes of this tiger right now? His
face, he looks so real, man.
It is crazy.
We're not racist. Simple as that. I'm actually in a studies right now. Actually, this time I just mentioned it's about racism in the future and the current. And it's pretty cool shit. Well, racism is not cool. I'm going to stop. Next question or comment, I guess. Minimal filters? More like minimal penis size. I would sooner shit in my hands and then clap, then tell anyone I have ever listened to this mentally digressing and garbage podcast. What?
Thank you.
I want to hold you both underwater until the bubbles stop. That's all one person's comment, so I'm just going to...
Oh, that's all one?
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed that or not. It's kind of hard to see, but...
Oh, yeah, fair enough. I mean,
minimal penis size.
First off, I don't know how they know my penis size. That's kind of fucking creepy.
Well, probably because you posted on your story by once, that by accident that one day.
Yeah, I did do that one time. Not a big deal.
By accident.
You're welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
The shitting in hands one, mentally digressing and garbage podcast. I mean, the good part about us is we're here to be stupid for you guys.
Yeah, we know.
I'm not actually stupid. I just pretend to be stupid for the podcast.
Sure. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the holding us underwater one.
That's death.
Kinky.
Go ahead.
Continue. Last one. Love y'all. Thank you. We're up with that.
But no, back to the quickly, the underwater to a bubble stop, that's basically a crime. So be careful.
You know what? That's what's the
waterboarding?
That's type one murder.
It's not type one manslaughter?
Type two
diabetes. I don't know what you mean by type two. It's second degree.
What's it called? Degree. Fuck. I don't know why my brain. Yeah, that was me. I was definitely pretending to be stupid.
No, holding someone
there.
Underwater until they stop.
No, first degree. First degree is when you attempt to kill someone.
First degree is when you plan it out.
No.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it's the other way around. That's why I always thought it was trippy.
Nope.
I'll read mine first, Kale, if that's all right.
Yeah, of course.
Now we'll transition that.
Sure.
Good podcaster, shitty guy.
Yep. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, when he's a shitty guy, he's a good podcaster. When he's a good guy, he's a shitty podcaster.
Yeah, you can't be
one
both.
Or the other, people.
You're not allowed to be both. You'll understand when you're in the podcast game. Mm. How do I get nerd vibes from a dude with a sleeve?
You know what? I promise I didn't say this one, but I'm kind of thinking I'm on their side. I don't know any other accountant that has a sleeve.
Yeah, no, that's 100% true. I haven't seen one.
Are you trying to change the game?
I'm trying to change the stereotype of accountants.
Okay.
But I really do like comic book movies, so I'll toss that one out there. They kind of got that right.
Yeah.
Avengers Endgame is the greatest cinematic film of all time. No one can ever argue
other
that
than
one.
Avatar.
Overrated. Literally looks like he smells bad. I literally put a sign on our whiteboard that's in our living room that says use deodorant.
Yeah, and then I put underneath it stop stinking, because it basically means the exact same.
Yeah, that one's not, I mean, you can't really do much with that. Nathan looks like if he was a bodybuilder, his favorite pose would be a glute spread. Is that a gay joke? Because that's kind of offensive.
That's a gay joke. Or just someone who likes stuff in their butt.
Whoever that is, they're basically...
I wouldn't say gay. We don't want to get canceled.
Glute spread. I do like glute bridges. It does build the glutes for sure. It gives you a bigger butt.
For sure.
But, you know, it's the advantage of being a dude and having a nice butt is I can legally do glute spreads and not get judged for it. So
No, you can't.
Nathan looks like the type of guy that puts both of his legs the same way when riding a horse.
I don't even know. Dude, that... Suck on that one.
Yeah.
Someone actually went through some... I've never heard that one before. You look like you put your legs on both...
That's creative.
That is fucking awesome.
As someone who's, like, not familiar with horses, that hurts my feelings.
You're like, can you picture it though? What they mean?
Yeah, I can picture
it. Like you're not straddling the horse. You're like,
oh yeah. Yeah, I can picture it.
I can see you doing that too.
You got dropped through a ping pong table, hashtag pussy. Better than getting dropped through a regular table, I guess. Probably hurt less.
Okay, this is funny. There's literally 7 in a row that are all the exact same. I'm assuming they're the same person that wrote these ones, and I promise you it wasn't me. And actually, I've never heard anyone say this to you before, but I can see it.
Why is this happening? Okay.
Can I read them?
I'll read them all in a row. Okay. Like, I won't even stop till they're done. Oh my God, there's more than 7.
I know.
All right. You dye your eyebrows, that's a fact. Stop dyeing your eyebrows. Stop dyeing your eyebrows, loser. You dye your eyebrows. How can any guy be that soft? Dude, only guy I've ever met who dyes their eyebrows. Grow a pair. Your tattoos are dust. Plus, you're an eyebrow dying fuck. Fake eyebrow fuck. Only thing worse than your dyed eyebrows is your jokes.
Wow. Round of applause for whoever went through the effort, because that's definitely one person. They're all in a row. Maybe they're not one person, actually.
I've never dyed my eyebrows. Dude,
there's 5 more at the bottom. Literally the rest of your row. Why is it a thing now? Take your hat off.
Why have we never, like...
Man, I'm not even kidding. Your eyebrows are literally almost the exact same color as your hair, though.
They're dark. They're a bit darker, but, well, like...
Yeah.
I don't know where this comes from. Why did it take until this point for people to be like, wow, he dyes his eyebrows?
And even that, most people who have different color eyebrows in their hair, they dye their hair, not their eyebrows. Like, every girl I know that has blonde hair, they basically usually have darker eyebrows.
This brings me to a role play scenario I want to do. So we recently watched the show Peacemaker, and this guy was called Dyebeard the whole time because he dyed his beard.
Well, we didn't know until the end. It was actually very, very sad.
Let's role play, Kale. So
okay,
we're going to set the scene here for everyone. So me, myself...
Nathan.
I am this guy who's pretending to be an alien. Kale is an alien who's quizzing me on, like, he's trying to basically find out if I'm an alien. And his question is basically, he's going to ask me, why did the human that you're inhabiting dye his eyebrows?
Okay. Hey, I'm an alien. Hey, you, guy who thinks he's alien.
That's me, I'm an alien.
Why are your eyebrows dyed?
Oh, the human whose brain I inhabited, they dyed their eyebrows.
Honestly, if I was a real alien, I would know you're lying. That was horrible.
No, you're supposed to keep the conversation. Okay, you're supposed to ask why. Sorry.
Why did that person do that?
Oh, well, it's because he's a very insecure human being who believes his presentation of looks is not acceptable for humans. Ooh, he can't throw me off with that, man. He can't throw me off with that.
My alien nose.
Anyways, he thought it would make him look better for all of his friends and anyone who looks at him. But deep down, he knew that dyeing his eyebrows wouldn't make a difference as to his attractiveness towards anyone in this world.
Okay. Okay, real alien. How come the person you inhabited was such a fucking pussy?
Yeah, Roy. End scene.
Nice. We're not good actors.
That was good. No, I think that was good.
I want to be an actor so bad, actually. I mentioned this like a podcast ago, but I'll say it again just to reiterate how annoyed I am by how lucky people have it when they just randomly get thrown into a movie and end up becoming famous from it when they're not good actors. They literally are nobodies.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
And they just, oh, you're a good actor, I guess, sir.
Lucky fucks.
There's literally actors who are awkward. Like their whole character is awkwardness, which is like, I could be that. I could be an awkward guy most times. Why can't I just be in a movie and make millions off of that instead of just fucking getting made fun of at high school for it?
That's a good point.
Right? Yeah,
I think you never got made fun in high school for that, but fair enough.
That was popular in high school.
Gets an arm sleeve to hide the fact that he's shorter than most women. That's cap. The average height of women is 5'7". I'm 6'1".
Quickly about height. So
there's more height ones in here.
I know. So. I'm just going to quickly say something about... there was an MRU versus UFC girls volleyball game last week. MRU won. Shout out MRU. Man... They had their roster posted on the page, like, when they won. And I went through the roster to see the height. Because in the picture, they were all taller than the coaches. There are 6 girls on every volleyball team above 6 feet. That's crazy.
That's taller than me, but...
There's 2 that are 6'3".
Yeah, that's... I don't give a fuck.
That's crazy. Girls can be tall, and you don't realize it.
Beta.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I would love to call you a short king, but calling you a king would be a stretch and a lie. So I'll just call you a short piece of shit.
Dad, you just can't win, eh?
I wonder what people think who are listening to this who are shorter than me. Like, they're like, fuck.
Probably like, fuck. And Nathan Baylor ripped. Can't he, even be a he, short king.
He gets ripped for being 5'11". Imagine my life.
There's, and it's funny, too, because like 5'11", fuck, you know, Bales, I hate to say this because it's going to be being nice to you. 5'11 isn't short.
Yeah,
it's tiny. Long, yeah. It's fucking it's fucking tiny, man. I literally was like 12 when I was 5'11". I'm not even kidding.
All right. Dick face. I don't think I have a dick for a face unless they have dyed eyebrows.
Sure.
Your eyebrows suck. Fuck yo eyebrows.
Fuck your eyebrows.
Looks like you have pubes for eyebrows.
Hold on, pause. Oh, never mind. Actually, the rest is just eyebrows.
They're just eyebrows. Shave those caterpillars that you call eyebrows or stop dyeing them. Did you ever get third-degree burns from dyeing your eyebrows?
Man, I need to know who this was.
Where is this coming from,
though? Was 11 roasts about your eyebrows. For the first time I've ever heard anyone's eyebrows get roasted that wasn't a female. You're the first male to ever get roasted for your eyebrows.
And they're all natural. They're all natural eyebrows.
Okay. Question for you. Don't look at your... Just look at me, okay? Look at me. I have a riddle.
Okay.
What does Y-E-S spell?
Yeah.
Nathan, come on. What does Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. What does Y-E-S spell?
Yes.
What does E-Y-E-S spell?
Eyes.
Fuck.
Let's try a stupid.
You're supposed to say E-Y-E-S.
E-Y-E-S.
That's a... I don't know, man. Some people have been gotten with that.
Actually, I went and saw The Batman this weekend.
Don't tell me. I haven't watched it yet.
With the Riddler. And it, like, I'm basically a king at riddles now, in case you were wondering. So.
Okay. I'm going to watch it really soon, I think. I was supposed to go with my girlfriend, but she didn't go with me. So that's really upsetting.
Oh, you went by yourself?
She went with someone else. She went with her dad. I didn't get the invite. I got to go find someone else because you've gone with someone else, too. So now it's just literally, I don't have any friends, guys. Someone please come with me. I don't want to be the guy to go alone. Unless I just put on like a Batman costume and fucking just show up to the Batman.
Bold.
That'd be sick.
Bold move.
Okay, my roast time. Nathan, are you okay? Just before we go on to mine, are you all right?
Actually, that didn't hurt that bad because I know I don't dye my eyebrows.
You know, I'm just going to say right now, next time we do this again, we're going to have to get what we wanted to the first time. Not hammered, but 6 beers, 3 shots.
What we were supposed to.
What we were supposed to. So our emotions are enhanced. And because I got aggressive, and so did you. Some of those roasts from last time. These ones, I don't know. I've
never
been
aggressive in my life.
Okay, fair. So, first one. Start off with a bang. Stupid fuck.
Hard.
Okay, good.
Hardcore.
Half of your stories bore me to death. I'd rather watch a beaver like you build a dam or something. Okay, so we're starting off with more teeth jokes.
Right.
I feel like we're going to be
right off the bat.
Trend with the teeth ones again. Okay.
Your teeth jokes are the equivalent to my short jokes that I get.
That's
like
true,
it's a reoccurring one.
It's literally never going to lose.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. I wasn't going to chirp your teeth. Thank you. But I figured there'd probably be about 10 others already on here. So instead, I want to tell you that you're a fucking degenerate fuck with buck teeth. Yeah, that's honestly a roller coaster. That's a roller coaster roast right there.
Set you up. They're like, I'm going to be nice.
Fuck you, man.
Psych.
The type of guy to say, you're the only one, and invite a different girl over that night. No, I'm not. I mean, honestly, tell the honest truth. When I was about a year ago, maybe, when I was a piece of shit, maybe. But also, there haven't been many girls in my life where I told they were the only one, because that's just not how life works, people.
You know, life works in funny ways.
I'm not like one of our friends, Nathan, who meets a girl and then 3 days later says, boy, she's the one.
Hopeless romantic.
She's the one. And you know who you are, Hunter. Oops, sorry, didn't mean to call you out for that one. Kale looks like a more disabled version of damn long neck. Okay, that one actually kind of hurts because damn long neck, I'm pretty sure,
he's an ugly dude.
Actually one of the ugliest guys I've ever seen in my life. So, but again, see, shit like that. This ugly guy with a damn long neck is now a millionaire because he had
he
a damn
did well.
Long neck.
Yeah.
And he just
I think we need to surgically find a way to make your neck even longer so that way we can get viral for it.
Yeah, okay. Let's do that. There's actually people, I think it's honestly Africa, where when they're born,
they put rings.
The rings.
Yeah.
That's fucked. They're called ring neck people.
I don't know why we wouldn't do that. Like, think about how viral we could get just because of your neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should.
Then we'll condense me.
We'll put you in like a. We'll make you sleep in a box. That's exactly the height you are right now.
It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where they like shrink them. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be me.
Okay, like Ant Man too. Ant Man works.
Fuck, I do like comic book movies.
True,
Ant Man.
Kale looks like his breath always stinks. No, it honestly doesn't. I, unlike a lot of people, honestly, I feel like girls are pretty good for this, but not too many guys brush their tongue.
I have an argument here. I remember when I was like 13 years old trying to get my first kiss, and I was about to, like, because I wanted to get my first kiss out of the way, girl had stanky breath, and it immediately I was so like,
Did you kiss or no?
Nope.
Wait, so like, were you like, like that close kiss, and then you're like, whoa,
we're literally like,
away,
we're
or
like,
was it like she was talking to you and you realized?
We're like eyeing right up, like, nice and close.
Can you say who?
Having a face off.
Would she be okay if you said her name?
No, she would not be. Sorry to embarrass you, stinky breath, but.
Stinky breath. Mary Longbottoms? you're the only person to laugh at their own jokes every. I just did that.
Oh, you just did it again?
You're the only person to laugh at your own jokes every time. I'm fucking funny, man.
I mean, get some better sense of humor, will you? Like,
no.
No, not you, this person.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you laugh at your own jokes, it automatically makes you funny. It's true. Yeah. Except that girl from that one TikTok where the girl's
Here, let's do it right now. Let's do it, okay?
Wait.
Ask me.
How does it start off again?
Like, do you cuss? Like that one?
Yeah.
Ask me.
Do you cuss?
Yeah, I cuss.
Cuss for me.
No, yes. What are your favorite cuss words? You got to ask me that. Okay, what so start over.
Okay,
start over.
Do you cuss?
Yeah, I cuss.
What are your favorite cuss words?
Probably fuck.
All right, sorry for this unnatural transition. Kale literally broke our garage band with that scream. And probably your guys' speakers, let's be honest.
Hopefully I didn't fucking damage your guys' ears if you're listening to through headphones. That would suck.
But. Laughing at your own jokes. It's literally just like the one girl on TikTok where the cop car flies past and then her friend goes, "Well, they're looking for you, Jamie."
Well, they missed me. And then she goes,
"I gotta get all the way back."
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Cringy video.
Wish we didn't do that.
No, or it's people like the, know what we're talking about.
Or it's like the... It's a floater. You know that one?
Yeah,
that was. There's some bad ones out there too.
Some bad ones. Move along here.
Oh yeah, sorry. So my next one is, you look like someone an orphanage would reject. Damn. That's just horrible.
What kind of orphanage rejects?
Probably because I'm 22 years old and they don't take orphans anymore.
I mean, I guess you're not really.
Yeah, suck on that one.
You legally have to take care of yourself, I think.
Thought making the WHL was a long journey and only the best make it. You proved that wrong. And showed me just anyone can. Okay, you know what? Pause for a minute, guys. I could be playing in the NHL right now if I stay dedicated to my sport. You're right. Actually,
like
I had a really
sound like every fucking beer league guy ever.
I had a really really weird route to the dub. Usually, like I got drafted in fifth round, went immediately signed with two other players who are also very very good. And then I literally like was like, you know, hockey isn't for me. So I basically took like a year or year and a half off of hockey, played double A midget, then I went and played triple A midget. Then I'm like, you know what? Okay, I'll go back. And I was an 18-year-old rookie. Say what you want. Yeah, I didn't have a great career, but I made it.
Way to get defensive, bud.
Yeah, okay.
No, hey, you made it.
They got to me.
You made it.
That's not a roast, but how do you feel about your roommate dyeing his eyebrows? honestly... I'm not really a huge fan of it.
You haven't ever seen me dye my eyebrows. I only do it in private. I mean, I never do it.
No, that's all right, Nathan. Do what you want. Whatever makes you happy. I genuinely hate you is the next one. You know what? Not many people do, but I know some do. So I'm sorry that you do. So you feel that way. If you want, we can talk about it.
Haters
just,
gonna hate.
Just message me. We can talk about it, okay?
Haters gonna hate.
I don't think it's healthy for a relationship when you only hang out and drink. Maybe try mixing in an iced tea once in a while.
I think that person low-key just called you an alcoholic.
You know what? The thing about hanging out with people, and this, I don't know if I mean relationship with being like a girl and a guy or like any relationship in general, but there's a difference between hanging out and drinking to get drunk or hanging out and drinking to have casuals.
Oh, there's a difference?
Hot tub drinks, they're just fun drinks. Having a drink with a burger, like I made a steak the other night and Annie's, great combination, I had a beer. It just goes nice with a meal. I don't do it to get drunk off one beer. I just have it. I don't mind the taste of beer. I'll admit right now.
Yeah, I can't take any of that seriously of what you just said because you said steak and Annie's is a good combo. So
is that all you got from that?
Yeah, that's the only thing I. Well, as soon as you said that, my brain shut off and I was like, "There's no way that's a good combo."
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't think that drinking is unhealthy if you do it casually. If you do it to get fucked up every weekend, yeah, which was me about 4 months ago.
Moderation.
You look like you still suck your thumb to fall asleep.
I've seen it.
What do you mean you've seen it?
I've seen your thumb in your mouth.
You've watched me sleep.
I cannot confirm nor deny your allegations.
I do not like the tension right now. I got a beta as well, so Nathan, a couple betas. Love that. A
couple betas.
Kale looks like the kind of guy to be into CrossFit. Essentially, you can smell Kale's ego when you look at him. Yeah, honestly, I'm not going to deny that I have a decent-sized ego.
I hate CrossFit.
I don't like CrossFit either. CrossFit's fucking stupid.
CrossFit sucks.
But I know that what they meant by this is just the ego thing. I think if you don't have a great ego, then you're not confident. My ego strives off of confidence, and I'm a confident person.
Depends. Like, yeah, I mean, an ego, like it.
So if you want
to. Ego has a negative connotation to it.
Exactly.
So, it's kind of like the word manipulate.
Yep.
Like it has a negative connotation to it. However, if you look at the definition, it really is not. It's meant to do something for your advantage. Like obviously, people do manipulate in regards to relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think ego has a negative connotation, and I'm going to look up the definition right now to see if the definition is negative. Like, I feel like it's not.
Like if you say that person is being manipulative. Yeah, there's a negative.
Yeah, so a person's ego is just, it's a person's sense of self-esteem or self-importance.
Yeah.
So I mean, it just has a negative connotation to it that.
Yeah, so if you take my confidence that I have for myself as me being an egotistic asshole, then go ahead. That just means you're.
In summary, though, you are an egotistical asshole.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think if someone gives someone hell for having an ego that's higher than their own, it's because they're insecure.
Yeah, fair
enough.
That's
what I think.
Wrap it up with a really good one.
Penis head.
Nice.
Those ones. Whoever. I love those ones that make me feel good about myself.
Penises. I like that one.
Penis head.
We'll wrap up the show here. Shower thought of the day. Kale, I'm going to go first.
Sure.
Last week we talked about vaping and basically how probably 1 billion teenagers in the world vape.
At least.
My shower thought is just the fact that it's crazy, like whether you're outside of a club or a bar, like wherever you are, and you see a group of dudes who look like straight thugs, but if they're vaping, you'll walk past them and it'll just smell like blue raspberry banana.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy. It does not scare you.
You're like, all right, this guy's got an e-vaporizer on him.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit, bro, you e-cigarette?
It's funny though, because I was like, there were two things that this one spoke to me. Number one, I was literally at Hudson's the other day, and there was a drug dealer there. Everyone was telling me he was a drug dealer. And he looked like one. All right? He was
scared. What do you mean he looked like one?
He just looked like
one. What do you mean he looked like one?
He looked like he'd shoot me. Straight up.
And why?
With a gat.
Why does it look like that? Was it perhaps
the... There's nothing to do with his skin color or anything.
So that means that there is.
Or his build.
Okay.
It just
This is why people think we're racist, Nathan.
It just had to do with his tattoos and the fact that everyone was telling me he was a drug dealer. So I was like, all right, it makes sense. Anyways.
Just say it. I want you to say it. Say it. Say it.
When I was in high school, actually.
okay.
When I was in grade 10, I would always walk through the smoke pit basically like every day to get to OPA.
Get it?
And it was the same kind of thing. Like, you walk through grade 10, like, was kind of the year that I noticed that vaping, like, started getting popular. But at the beginning of the year, man, darts. You walk through there and just smell like darts. You're like, these kids, like, you don't fuck with these kids. But as time goes on there, they're all just huffing away in there. And it's like, fuck, like.
The smoke pit went from the kids you don't fuck with to the kids you want to fuck with.
Yeah,
It went from people who, like, actually, like, damn, like, this person probably shouldn't be in high school. They're, like, what, like, 40? Or then it changed to the person's like, wow, this kid has a fucking rainbow backpack and carries a fucking stuffy on their lanyard.
I don't know if that's what people have when they vape. I just think that, like, when I was in grade 10, the kids who vape, like, they were just kids who, they just seemed like fucking losers.
See, at Chesmere High School, it was literally, like, people vape to quit smoking. People at comp started vaping and then started smoking. It was, like, the opposite.
Hell yeah.
My shower thought.
Vaping is a gateway.
It literally is. So, if you think of coffee-flavored water, kind of sounds gross. I use, like, coffee-flavored water. Bro, that's literally what coffee is. Like, if you call it coffee-flavored water, it sounds gross, but literally, coffee is, that's what it is.
What's water-flavored coffee, then?
What? No.
What's water-flavored coffee?
That's not a thing. You're missing the point here, Nathan.
I don't see
it. If someone tells you, hey, want some coffee flavored water? You're like, yeah, no. Oh, so I just want a coffee. Well, that's literally what coffee is. Coffee is quite literally water that's just got flavoring and caffeine in it that is coffee. You don't be dumb. Don't do this to me, man. Please don't end on a weird note.
Good shower thought.
Thanks, Nathan. Woo! So yeah, so moral of the story is that there's more wheels than doors, and coffee.
More doors than wheels.
Coffee flavored water. Other than that, we're done. This is it.
I'm gonna win the debate on the IG for sure.
I'm gonna make a post right now, actually, so people can. I'm gonna say, you know what? Usually we make a poll.
Wait till
after.
Post.
No, I'm gonna post and be like, listen to our debate on the episode. Oh yeah, so after post, you're right. I mean, I wasn't going to give people like a whole entire day. Like, what did you do with nails?
All right, let's...
Shout out Shives, you won the nails.
We did that last week.
You're right.
Boris.
Any last thoughts?
Anything to say, little guy? Thank you. Thank you, guys, once again. Peace out.
Peace out. Love you.
It is your favorite girl. That's right. It's the Allie Mars, the one and the only. Everyone else just ain't me. I am the host of Welcome to Mars, a lifestyle podcast where nothing is off the table. I have come a long way from sex and dating and have transformed the new vibe to all things lifestyle. We still talk sex, but I'm more interested in the journey, where people have come from, how they made it, and where they're going. Subscribe or follow to a brand new look and a brand new era. Welcome to Mars.
Subscribe or follow on Apple, Spotify, Google, or at theallymars.com.
Because even with the new look, I'm still that same bitch you love to hate.
Kids, I'm your eager beaver.
And I'm Mr. Grizzly.
If you love politics
or hate politics,
then have we the perfect podcast for you.
The True North Eager Beaver.
Incisive political commentary.
We keep you up to date
and give you the political and media literacy you seek
to help you
cut through the bovine fecal matter.
Facts first.
Sound analysis.
Sometimes I growl.
Sometimes I sass.
We impart civics and build community.
And we share some laughs along the way.
Being informed
and engaged has never been more fabulous.
Or sexy. Catch us on the Dean Blundell Network. Or on our YouTube channel.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because democracy is something you do.